Hare Krishna. Question: when the Lord's pastimes are transcendental, can they be analyzed? Shouldn't they be treated as beyond analysis? Because many times people analyze them and come to speculative, offensive conclusions. Answer: yes, the Lord's pastimes that in his various manifestations, they are transcendental. And transcendental means not that they are entirely beyond the reach of human analysis, but rather we should not think them as entirely within the scope of human analysis. God's glory can be understood to some extent with human intelligence, but when we think of it as entirely fitting within the scope of human intelligence, then we are trying to catch God with our intelligence. We are trying to place our intelligence in a position higher than God's, higher than God, because we think that our intelligence can comprehend God, can catch God. That is a misunderstanding. But at the same time, in a mood of service to God, we can use our intelligence. Just like we use, Krishna says that when we use our intelligence to study his message, adhishyate cha yaimam dharmyam samvadamavayo jnana yajnena tenaham ishtasyamiti memati, says that when we were worshipping him with our intelligence when we study his message, 18.17 the Gita states. So certainly we are meant to use our intelligence, and one function of intelligence is analysis. So analyzing the Lord's pastimes, it can very well be a means by which we use our intelligence to serve Krishna, to worship Krishna, in fact. Srila Madhvacharya explains that the epics, the Ramayana and the Mahabharata, which depict the Lord's pastimes, they can be understood at three different levels. He says the literal, the ethical, and the transcendental or metaphorical. So the literal means that we just recite the pastimes, we hear the pastimes, and that itself is purifying, because we are connecting with sound vibration that is describing the Lord and his illustrious activities. Along with that, second level is ethical. Ethical means that from the Lord's pastimes we can draw ethical lessons. And he, along with his associates, often demonstrates exemplary ethical conduct. And by observing such conduct, by learning from such conduct, we can improve our lives. We can draw ethical lessons from this. And then the third, he says, is metaphorical. There are some places where the Lord acts in, there are certain things which are symbolic within the Lord's pastimes, and we can understand it at that level also. But the metaphorical is never a replacement for the literal. The metaphorical is supplementary to the literal. So that means, yes, the Kurukshetra war can also be seen as a metaphor for the battle between good and evil within our consciousness. But that does not mean that the Kurukshetra war is only internal, and there was never a Kurukshetra battlefield where a war took place. So now, when we analyze the Lord's pastimes, we often do it from an ethical perspective. So for example, so-and-so character did like this, and then so-and-so character did like this, and this is how we should act. There is a very deep tradition which goes into this. So for example, when we have Krishna performing pastimes in Vrindavan, and Yashoda Mai ties Krishna, at that time the rope is 2 fingers short. Now what the 2 finger means? This, the 2 fingers, they are seen here in a metaphorical way, that they represent human endeavor and the Lord's grace. And now this is a metaphorical, and this is the Lord's pastime being seen at a metaphorical level. Or for that matter, at an ethical level, we may see in the Ramayana that just as Ram was obedient to Dashrath, even when Dashrath's instruction was very difficult to follow, or Sita was committed, chaste to Ram, even when she had to leave the royal opulence to which she had been accustomed throughout her life and go to the forest, she still did that. So in this way, there are various lessons that can be drawn from the conduct of the Lord and his activities. And Lord and his associates and their activities. So we can draw these lessons. Now, we can definitely enrich ourselves with ethical insight by analyzing the Lord's pastimes. At the same time, we also need to know that everything that the Lord does may not be able to see from the ethical prism and make sense alone, because the Lord transcends ethics. Sometimes he demonstrates exemplary activities, and sometimes he demonstrates his divine position. And that the demonstration of his divine position is not meant for us to imitate. So, for example, when Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill, that is not an activity which we can imitate. Similarly, when Krishna, say, dances with the gopis in the Ras Lila, that is not a gopi activity that we should imitate. So, there are activities which are just transcendental, in the sense that they are not meant to teach us any ethical lesson, but they are meant to primarily demonstrate his divinity, his absolute supremacy. So sometimes we may say that the Lord's pastimes are not to be analyzed. At the same time, the Lord's pastimes are going to be studied by people. You know, there are in India many people who study the Ramayana, the Mahabharata, and they analyze and they often see, for example, the Ravan conflict, they see it in Aryan Dravidian terms, and they give a whole irrational, self-serving twist to the whole pastime. Similarly, people come up with all kinds of deviant interpretations. And if we say that we will not analyze the Lord's pastimes, people are interested in these stories and what they mean. So they are looking for some analysis, and if we don't present analysis which glorifies the Lord, then there are going to be people who will analyze in a way that demonizes the Lord, that denigrates the Lord. So, using Guru Sadhu Shastra, using the insights that we have got from the Bhakti tradition, and using the intelligence that Krishna gives us as we study Shastra deeply, Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayantite, we can, as far as our intelligence goes, analyze the Lord's pastimes, so that we can understand his greatness, we can learn ethical insights, and we can use our intelligence in his service. At the same time, while analyzing the Lord's pastimes, we also can and should convey the position, supreme position of the Lord, and that ultimately he is not to be understood through any logic or analysis, but he is understood only through a devoted heart. And whatever analysis we do, it is in the mood of devotional service to enhance our devotion. And with that mood, if we do that analysis, then that analysis can increase our absorption in the Lord's pastimes, can increase our sense of connectedness with the characters in the Lord's pastimes, because we will see, oh, they are not just remote historical characters. Now, they face dilemmas similar to the dilemmas that I am facing. And in that sense of connectedness, our absorption in them can become stronger, and our devotion in this way will be nourished and strengthened. Thank you. Hare Krishna.